12 women filed complaints earlier this year with the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing. They alleged discrimination and harassment by Glenn Thompson. An independent investigator verified the complaints of six of the women. It was more than enough to force Thompson to tender his resignation. But Thompson's resignation won't take effect until next month, which doesn't sit well with one of the complainants, retired principal Christine Olinger.
We understand the reason for the decision, but it doesn't make it right. And we talk about integrity and the lack of integrity in making the decisions based on financial reasons rather than what's morally and ethically correct.
The district says it will save between 1 and 2 months of Thompson's salary by allowing him to resign instead of keeping him on paid leave while the termination process played out. Thompson has been on paid leave since May. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.